difficulties people in Rwanda have getting eyeglasses, and how an aid group has come up with a unique way of solving the problem.
You have two lenses. As they move against each other in the part of the eye that you can see out, the power changes with the two lenses moving against each other.
Then we bring you our regular weekday series, The Making of a Nation. Today, we go back to the last years of the 1800s, when a fight took place in the United States Senate about whether the U.S. should take control of the Philippines.
News of the rebel attack caused some senators to change their minds about the Philippines. Some who had opposed the treaty now agreed with the Washington Star newspaper that the Filipinos must be taught to obey.
This is As It Is, a daily 30-minute program from VOA Learning English. Every day, we bring you news from and about America and the world. And we tell you the history of the United States. We're on the radio, on the web, and we come to you on a podcast. We are wherever you are. We're the voice of America. A few large beer breweries have controlled much of the beer market in the United States since the 1950s. But in recent years, the number of small craft breweries has grown sharply. The small manufacturers have changed the way Americans drink beer. The United States has more than 3,200 breweries. But the country was home to only 40 breweries in 1985. Those numbers come from the Brewers Association, an organization working in support of small and independent American beer manufacturers. The association says craft breweries make up most of the new U.S. breweries. Yet the small manufacturers produce fewer than 6 million barrels of beer a year. A fluid barrel represents almost 120 liters. The amount of beer sold nationwide dropped by about 2% in 2013, compared to 1 year earlier. Yet craft beer sales rose by more than 17% over the period. Katie Marisic is with the Brewers Association. She thinks the increased sales resulted from drinkers seeking beer with a different taste.
Really kind of similar to if you're looking at coffee or bread. People want authenticity, they want flavor, and they want diversity, and that's what we're seeing in the beer market as well. The beer drinkers are really, really demanding a more diverse and authentic beer.
America's largest breweries produce beers that they believe many people will drink. Most of these products have a mild flavor and little alcohol. Craft brewers make beers with stronger flavors and higher levels of alcohol. There are at least 5 craft breweries in Washington, D.C. Brandon Skull helped to launch one such company, D.C. Brow, in 2010.
And we really wanted to make sure that this city had a brewing identity. It's the capital of the country, but it didn't have a production facility in here creating beer that could be sold across the entire city. We just saw that as a major opportunity.
Mr. Skull does not consider Washington's other craft breweries as competitors. He says they help in the fight against the large manufacturers.
Let's educate people as to why they should be drinking craft beer, how craft beer can improve the quality of their drinking life. And usually once we do that, we find that people sort of stick with the craft beer. So it's a collective win for all of us when we're able to pull somebody away from that big beer mentality.
The Brewers Association predicts sales of craft beer will continue to grow. In 1997, craft beers made up 3% of sales. That has increased to 10% today.
Well, I wished I'd only had one beer. God, I wished I'd never come in here.
You are listening to As It Is from the Voice of America. Every year at this time, Girl Scouts raise money for their programs through cookie sales. The girls go door to door in some neighborhoods or sell their cookies near the entrances of stores. They sell chocolate-covered Thin Mints, shortbread, peanut butter-filled tagalongs, and other tasty treats. Well, Ann Ball tells us the girls have now begun to sell their cookies online.
More than 2 million school-aged American girls belong to the Girl Scouts. The youth organization seeks to build character and good citizenship among its members. It does this through a combination of service projects and outdoor activities. Most of the group's members are involved in the cookie fundraiser. So are more than 800,000 adults, most of them parents of the Scouts. Together, they sell about 200 million boxes of cookies a year. That adds up to about $800 million in sales. Each of the 112 Scout councils or local groups sets its own prices, averaging $4 a box. Each council also sets its own sales period, which extends from January into April. For the first time, the Girl Scouts are using the Internet to sell their products, a move that earned them praise from Fast Company, the media firm named the Scouts in its top 10 most innovative nonprofit groups for showing girls technology is about more than texting. Marissa Driscoll works at the Girl Scouts New York office. She says it is too soon to measure the effect of online sales. A digital cookie finder app directs buyers to sales booths such as the one set up last month by Troop 2398 at a small market in Arlington, Virginia. "Would you like to buy some cookies?" asked 8-year-old Olivia Shea. She spoke as she smiled and waved her arm across brightly colored cookie boxes. Nora Nowicki and Leah Musser, both 9 years old, worked on collecting money from customers. "Count one more time," Nora urged as they put down dollar bills they had just been given. The mother of one Scout motioned to the girls. "Thank you for buying cookies," they said. Money management and people skills are among 5 main lessons or areas of education connected with